Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
It's the offensive line with Olin Krutz in the middle. About as good as it gets at the center position.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Like we're talking about the Caleb and Johnson and everybody on that last drive. And Caleb being under pressure all game, but still being comfortable in that pocket, man. He didn't have happy feet at all, Pat. He just sat in there, kept his eyes up. Adam Archuleta, I don't know what game he was watching, but he was calling the game and saying things that weren't going on the screen, which was awesome to listen to, too, right?
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
And Olin, like you said, as a teammate, I just kind of always picture myself in the Muggs Hallis room of sitting there when guys did get awards and how they reacted.
Molly, I just realized that Pat didn't like me when I won my awards then.
It was only the piccolo. It's like you went against the piccolo. That's what I loved about it. Like, the piccolo was supposed to be this humble teammate and all this stuff, and then Olin would get announced. He'd be like, yes! Yeah, that's right. That's another one. You and George. You and George both didn't like when I was collecting those awards, right?
I look forward to hearing that story again and hope he includes it in his Hall of Fame induction speech.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score.
Damn right Olin Krutz should be in the Hall of Fame. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. You should go check it out. Oh, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, man. It's a good bye week. Bears on a two-game win streak. Cubs are winning. Illinois won and Northwestern won. We're winning all over the place.
This is like a really good sports moment. And we haven't had a lot of them. We've railed on the Bears for years now with consistency, and the White Sox were the worst team in baseball. Then they got 20 games better, and they were the second worst team in baseball. I mean, like, this is...
They still got better, though.
Yeah, yes, they did. This is a rare good moment. What can that mean for a football team on a bye to be sitting in a good spot with an opportunity to still get better?
Well, it's good to change your culture, right? That we talked about, and we heard Ben Johnson talk about, and a lot of players talk about this week, the fact that they have to learn how to win in that building. And when Coach Johnson came in here, he talked about how he talked to people, and they said, just let the Bears, right? They'll find a way to lose games. So to win a couple games, and we know it took 8 takeaways to win those 2 games, and a lot of things had to happen, but they still won. And they won while not looking too good and finding a way to win games that we kind of got used to them losing. So as far as culture goes, as far as selling the fact that, look, guys, focus, details, right? They're now 2-0 since Coach Johnson challenged them to focus more at walkthroughs through the media. And obviously a lot of them didn't take that well, but looks like they did take it well, right? So finding ways to win, and there wasn't a lot of details out there versus the Las Vegas Raiders, but – they walk away with a 1-point win, and a win is a win in the NFL. It's hard to win. So they can take that away from it, and guys are a little more coachable after losses. And just, guys, as you guys know, very important to get that buy-in from your locker room when you're a brand new coach.
the motivation aspect in the NFL is always fascinating to me because it's a league filled with guys that are self-starters. But then you have to take that like next step to develop as a pro. With Tyrique Stevenson, it seems like their choice is we're not going to give him praise. We're not going to go over the top. We're going to stay on him to, and maybe even doubt him a little bit to try to get the most out of him. For the last 2 weeks, it's worked. Why is Tyrique Stevenson having success on the tape?
It looks like Al Harris has got through to him on how to play cornerback, how to focus on every down, and probably how to improve his practice habits, Lawrence. And that's what shows through on tape, is that he, you can tell the way he's playing that position now, the way he's recognizing down and distance, routes, alignments, guys that he's on, expecting what routes to run. That was a great interception he had against Geno to open the third quarter, right? We got to give Chip Kelly a game ball since he was averaging 8 yards a carry and decided to run a naked boot with Geno Smith. Whatever. But listen, you still got to make the play, Lawrence, right? You have to make that play. And I just see that on film. And maybe, guys, having a guy like Al Harris as his coach, who he knows has done it, right? Maybe kind of a similar body type, similar personality, a guy who played the position like he plays it. And, guys, that's invaluable, man, when you have a guy who's actually done it as your coach on the highest level. The respect is automatic, right? We always talk about learning from the older guys, having veteran presence in Hallis Hall to teach the young guys how to prepare, how to become pros. What we saw for 2 weeks, and I don't want to go overboard, but what we saw for 2 weeks was a guy who's becoming a pro, who's becoming a professional. As you guys know, it takes more than 2 weeks. But for 2 weeks, we have saw that on film. It's pretty easy to describe when you see a guy all of a sudden, oh, look, he kind of knew what route they were going to run down. He was expecting that. His footwork was good. His hand fighting was good. He aligned in the right place. He didn't give the guy a free catch. You're watching all those things on film, man, for 2 weeks. And hopefully at some point that kind of success becomes what he wants more of, right? That's his incentive. Man, I enjoy playing good football. I enjoy making a big interception. And I enjoy what a lot of guys enjoy in the NFL, the huge contract coming my way.
Let's stay on that for a second and talk about veteran leadership. I got hyped, O. Like, you've watched games with me. I'm fairly low-key when it comes, but I got hyped on the Byard interceptions because I saw a guy who clearly watched film. And the way that he baited Geno Smith into those throws, I loved seeing him because that's a guy that you know takes his job very seriously.
Yeah, and let's start with Dennis Allen's simulated pressure for 2 weeks in a row against veteran quarterbacks who've played a lot of football, right? Walking seven guys up, showing them a look, and then boom, dropping back into a like it was cover three or maybe cover two invert. I don't know what Byard was doing. He was just doing what, like you're saying, what his film study told him to do, and he baited Geno, made him look like he was going deep to the deep middle of the field, and drove on two balls in a row, man. And they were great plays, right? But it all worked together with the simulated pressure, which seems to be spooking these quarterbacks, right? And I'm very interested to watch. I'm sure you guys had Bowen on, and he could do a lot better job explaining it than I can about the secondary. I'm like that guy, you know, you drive on the freeway and it does big signs when it's construction. It says, stay in your lane. That's what I do. Right? So can explain to you about the coverage and what they were in. But just from the film, from the sideline angle, when I was watching and I've been studying Dennis Allen's third down package, just because I'm curious in how it like Dak Prescott and Geno Smith seemed confused by it. Didn't know where to go with the ball. You seen Dak checking the ball down to the tight end. He broke the world record for throwing to the tight end in one game. And then the next, Geno Smith is throwing the ball to Byard twice on third down. So Byard, of course, man, two big plays. Somebody's got to make those plays. But also the defensive coordinator, when not getting much pass rush, not stopping the run, but on third down, getting off the field.
So you can speak to what it feels like to be a center and an offensive line when that pressure comes, because I think a lot of Bears fans are seeing it and maybe learning about it and realizing, because we have a guy who's doing it, like they'll put on the defensive line, they'll show seven or eight or nine up on the D line on some downs, and then people drop off and it's five coming or it's four coming. Sometimes it's seven coming and they're from different spots. Like, what does that do to an offensive line's anxiety level at that point?
You have to prepare, right? And you have to just trust the fact that sometimes you're not going to be right. And that's what that's why I was curious to speak. If I even bring that up, because that's why I was curious to watch it, thinking through protections to myself. Okay, who do we point here? What would our game plan be? Is there anything, any repeatables, right? Always look for repeatables. Are they bringing the same guy? Are they bringing Brister all the time? Tremaine Edmonds? Are they bringing these other guys? No, they're not. So you just have to pick and then go. And then the quarterback has to win. Right. If the guys are coming free, the quarterback has to win. But it makes him think for just that extra second who is coming, who's not coming. But guys, the guys on the back end, they have to be able to cover when you're disguising that much. Right. When you're disguising, there will be one or two guys that maybe could run free. And that's what Lawrence is talking about with Byard's plays on the back end and the guys in coverage and the job that they're doing right now. Because as you guys have seen, man, on first and second down, the run game is atrocious, right? And they get guys to third down, and they make huge plays there. I didn't know that when Ben Johnson was coming in, I didn't know that he was just going to steal Lovie Smith's template and force takeaways, and that's how we were going to win.
Well, but it makes sense, though, when you're saying, like, the offensive line has to just – you have to expect your quarterback to win, and it's a difficult position. Let's stay on the offensive line. Ozzie Trapillo saw time at right tackle. When and if Darnell Wright is back, would they dare consider moving Darnell Wright to left tackle in the middle of a season? Would you do that, or does Theo Benedet stay there and Trapillo is back to a backup? Could you move Darnell in the middle of a year?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't, especially coming off of injury and the fact that he didn't work any of it in camp, right? He had no reps at left tackle. Now, if you get to a position where you have to do it, right, where you have to, you know, say Theo gets injured or gets banged up or you got to move somebody over there, it's probably going to be Darnell Wright if Braxton can't go again. But I would think right now it's going to be Theo at left tackle, Darnell Wright, if he is healthy, at right tackle. And then it'll be interesting because Ozzie will be your swing tackle then, right? And then I guess he'll come in for Darnell Wright. And if the problem would be like you're talking about is if Theo gets banged up, who goes to left tackle, right? So that's the decisions they have to make up there at Hallisaw. Now, it's hard for me to say. I'm not at practice. I'd have to go back and watch Darnell Wright play left tackle at Tennessee and see what his set looks like and ask him, like, when's the last time you took a left tackle set, right? Maybe Coach Rochard is having him work some of that. Maybe they've been planning for this I don't know, right? Especially now with that UCL injury, I think that I hear he has in his elbow. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. But you know, we knew, guys, coming into the year that this tackle spot was going to be a problem, right? And I told you guys from the beginning, if they start panicking and going after that left tackle spot, I'm gonna get a little worried, right? Because that's not the problem, right? The problem isn't the fact that, okay, all of a sudden, our lowest paid guy isn't making plays. The problem is, like, we talk about, like, the first pressure in the game, right? The center gets beat. The one sack they give up, they get beat by inside pressure on their inside three, right? That's where all the money is. So I just get a little worried when I start hearing everyone. The last thing I want to talk about all bye week is the problem I knew they would have there. Look, you want to go with Field? Go ahead. Right, I don't think it's going to fix that much, but go ahead and go with it. Right, Braxton deserves to go to the bench for a little while. I think he had three mental mistakes on run plays in the game. You can't have that in the NFL. So you got to go with somebody else. I'm sure that's where frustration came from, and that's why they made the change.
What do you, if it is Theo that goes out there and plays left tackle, how do you expect that defenses will try and attack him?
I think that, you know, like the Raiders went after him the same way. He does duck his head sometimes, right, in pass pro. He does get out a little better than Braxton does with the silent count. So, and he will battle you. The run blocking was a little more efficient than Braxton. They didn't get to the mic about five times on outside zone to the left the whole game. It really fascinated me, right? I mean, they didn't get there with Braxton and Tooney. They didn't get there with Theo and Tooney. The only difference was one and Monungai ran through the mic, and the other one, Swift, outran the mic in the second half. That was the difference in the run game in the second half. I think that they'll definitely get their best rusher on a young left tackle, Lawrence, like you would do. They're going to go after him. They're going to bull rush him because he does duck his head. And then when he bulls and ducks, they're going to cut the corner on him. I think the one time that Caleb hit Rome on the out – on 3rd and 5, I think it was. Koontz ran right by Theo Benedict. So again, the guys who are a lot of expected from, the guys, the first round picks, the guys with all the money, they're going to have to raise the level of the guys that they put on the field with them.
Olin Krutz is here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. Some of the guys went to the Cubs game on during the bye week here. Coach went to the Cubs game.
We saw him yesterday. We were out there, and he went right. He walked through the metal detector after one of our producers did, and he was like, "Oh, he's right there."
He's probably yelling at one of the announcers.
Aditi wasn't doing that game. Olin, did you ever go to a Cubs game while you were an active player?
Or a White Sox game, because the White Sox were winning a World Series when O was going to Pro Bowls.
I'm sorry, Lawrence. I didn't mean to offend your
I'm just matching up the times.
I understand.
When Olin was playing, the White Sox were really good.
I'm so sorry.
Jeez. No love for the South Side on this show.
You guys are a cultural White Sox fan. He still gets feisty. Olin, do you ever go to a ball game during a football season?
The one time I do remember it is Roberto Garza and Cinco de Mayo sang the 7th inning stretch. Got a limo bus for us. We went down there. Ended up in Moe's Cantina after that.
And, yeah.
The next day, Harry Hiestand asked us because he could smell, you know, the drinks in the room. He said, "Gosh, where were you guys?" I said, "Harry, I don't know who Moe is, but he runs one hell of a cantina." But I've been to both White Sox and Cubs games and enjoy myself. Went this year when they had the Illinois, they had Coach Bielema, and they took the captain down there to a game, and I watched him play. I think it was the Brewers, and they won that game. So I've been to a few games down there. It's a great place to watch a game, obviously.
Can that be good for a team? Was that good for you and Garza and the guys to go hang out together?
Oh, yeah, man. You know what they say, a team that drinks together wins together.
You know, it's like I've done it with radio shows where we're like, we have a good time, and the next day, everybody's got a little hangover, but like some walls are broken down. That happens sometimes.
Yep. Plenty of time to do work, man. Do your work. Make sure you just get your work done and then go out there, have fun, get to know your teammates, build their camaraderie. And then, like you're saying, Speaks, a lot of times that's how you build your team. That's how you become one unit, one family, and you go out there and you win a lot of games together.
And that was a huge bounce back for the Fighting Illini this past weekend.
Man.
And yes. I saw a lot of God's play going on the offensive line. It was a lot of duo, and they were moving furniture against USC. That was beautiful to see happen.
Yeah, Coach B deserves a lot of credit, right, Lawrence and Speaks? I mean, after what happened in Indiana, let's be honest, none of us knew what was going to happen against USC. But he held the line, gave his team confidence, told them how to beat USC, and they went out there and did it, man. Well, what a big win for them. And, you know, Josh Whitman's the AD down there, and you go down there, and they got the big noon kickoff down there, and they had the Barstool show, got things going on. They got an atmosphere down there now, guys. They've changed the Illinois football around, and they got it moving in the right direction. And like you guys are talking about, that's a huge bounce back against, you know, after what happened to Indiana, all of us were a little, I mean, I feel like I got beat up after that game. I felt like Rocky yelling Adrian when I was watching that football game, right? But come back, beat a good USC football team, find a way. Dave Lano kicks that field goal, moves down the field with 2 minutes left. They lose a lead late. Luke Altmyer has had a great year.
He really
takes
them
down the field, and they kick a field goal, man, and they beat a very good USC team after what happened. That takes, like you guys know, man, that takes culture. That takes your building being together. That takes a lot of good coaching.
What I love about that, too, is that it allows for all of Illinois' goals to still be attained. Like you lose the game to Indiana, and yeah, it was rough, and Kurt Cignetti, what he's done in Bloomington is pretty amazing, but the fact that they bounce back, they beat a ranked team, and they still have Ohio State on the schedule, but if they're a 10-win team, they're still in the mix to be a playoff team. So that game against USC was huge from that standpoint.
And it felt that way when you're sitting in the stands and the crowd was there and they felt that way, right? And you could see the way Illinois was competing. And you could see the way USC was competing, right? And it was just a back-and-forth game, heavyweight fight. I mean, Lincoln Riley does a great job calling offenses. He gave the defense all they could handle. And then they just kept throwing and trading punches. And again, like we're talking about for a team, and, you know, I played a lot of football and I'm watching my kids play, and but I'm also an analyst, right? And I'm like, you know, people are asking me, how do you think they'll bounce back? I say, I don't know. I really don't know how you bounce back from what happened with Indiana. But they sure enough did it, Lawrence, man. And like you're saying, all their goals are still there. And, you know, they go down to Purdue this week and we'll see what happens.
Olin Kreutz is consistently on an American tour watching his kids play sports.
I definitely am.
I know it. And when the travel schedule allows, we see him talking Bears. Olin, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys, man. Have a good Friday.
Yeah, we will.
We'll do our best.
Lawrence, we have some additional first pitch times for the Cubs and the Brewers series that have been released, including a couple contingencies.
Oh.
We can tell people all about that when we come back.
We will do that, and we will talk about the Craig problem for the people in Wisconsin next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
So I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
But everything I wanted to happen today did not happen. I wanted the Cubs to lose because I don't want the Brewers to face them in the playoffs. I'm not going to enjoy that experience. I'm not going to enjoy that experience at all. I'm just not. But it's just going to be scared, torture, pain, agony, frustration, anger, confusion the entire time.
That is our old friend Bart Winkler, our Odyssey teammate, a delightful man.
100%.
A very fun talk show host and a hardcore Milwaukee sports fan who is in abject terror at this series upcoming, Lawrence.
It was the same way I was on with Rami Brandon this morning on our sister station in Milwaukee, and they're in the same place. Now the Brewers are not scared. Like that's not how they're wired. They're not scared.
Pat Murphy, it doesn't seem to be that guy.
Brewers fans though, they're scared. And what they don't want to have happen is for the guy that they vilified for leaving Because how could Craig leave us? How could he leave us? You know how he could leave us? They came to him with a bunch of Sprinter vans that had a whole lot of money in it.
I'm kind of glad we
By the way, Kyle Tucker, what am I going to do with all these vans? You don't all these bags.
You don't need as many.
You don't need as many.
I don't think you need any of them. At least for the Cubs.
It's very early. You have a big series. We'll see how Cubs fans feel about it then.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if Kyle's going to be all that receptive. I wish my partner had spoken up about that early on in the year. You know what I mean?
But if only someone would have said something.
Yeah, if only somebody would have gotten me off my silly Operation Woo King Tuck.
King Tuck.
Someone tried.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Actually, three people tried.
Yeah, actually, a whole town tried. Whole city.
We tried.
And the way that you can tell people tried is that nobody else tried to get behind the operation.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
Because I feel like you almost tried to get off of it for a while.
I did.
You're right.
He did. And then he like got back on it.
I got back on. That's my move. That's my move right there. But anyway.
But yeah. It's
back to Craig.
Seeing Craig be the bad guy. And I told Rami and Brandon how when the introductory press conference happened, me, Dan, and Layla were in like an auxiliary room that was right off of the interview room.
I remember exactly where you were.
And Craig walked right in. He sat down. We had this great interview with him.
Remember it well.
And I think it was Layla who asked about how he feels about how the people in Wisconsin were reacting.
Because for anybody who doesn't know, there's a park that was named after Craig in Whitefish Bay, the town where he grew up, and the signs at that park were defaced.
Yeah.
They were vandalized.
And multiple times they've been vandalized.
Yeah.
And he got a little emotional when talking to us about it. And you can understand that. A guy that grew up there that did his best to represent that, tried to win and did a great job managing the Brewers,
mm-hmm.
a better opportunity came along. He was never going to get that type of money from the Brewers.
It's a no-brainer in terms of the understandability, but frankly, Milwaukee fans being pissed is also completely understandable.
I get it.
He left for the big brother, the big financial brother that you've had a chip on your shoulder about for your entire life.
I agree. The thing that I think is interesting, though, is that now, like, that's the, out of all the things that could happen to the Brewers in this postseason, that's the one that would hurt the most. That's the one that would sting, which is why pundits and fans of that team are like, oh, not these dudes.
Yeah, man.
Like, they would have relished in the Cubs being knocked out and having to face the Padres, but the idea of maybe losing to Craig has got them all in a tizzy.
Yeah, man. 2019, they make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. 2020, they make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. 2021, 95 wins. They win the wild card, but lose in the NLDS. 2023, they make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. 24, make the playoffs, lose in the wild card. That fan base has been conditioned to know that the first round is often hellish.
And I think there was some emotional transfer of that in whether or not Cubs fans believe in Craig because of, you know, Craig Tober, like the things that would happen to his teams when he got to the playoffs. So the anxiety lift, like all of the joy that we're feeling in Chicago today.
Yeah.
I think some of that is a lift of anxiety of like, would you look at that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Craig's team. They scored, what, 6 runs? They won a series. And now it's off to take on the big bad Brewers who ran past you in this season. But you won the season series from them.
It's going to take a style flip or at least an access of the other parts of your profile as a team. The Cubs were the more button-up, more fundamentally sound team against the Padres.
And least emotional of the two teams.
Yes, yes. And like most consistent and solid, emotional and professional. Against the Brewers, I think the season has shown the Brewers are the more professional and stable and fundamentally sound team. Or at least they can match up in full. The Cubs need to hit bombs because the Brewers don't hit as many bombs. They don't barrel the ball as much as the other potent offenses in these playoffs.
But they're really good defensively.
Yes, they are.
Like the Cubs are. They save a lot of runs too.
All of that. But like the way you beat them is by out-homering them. In the playoffs, you got to out-homer some teams. And this is a series where the Cubs are going to have to out-homer them. I have some additional start times.
Okay. Our game one tomorrow is 108.
108 Central right here. After Inside the Clubhouse tomorrow on Saturday, there will be a special bonus hit and run featuring yours truly from 11 o'clock Central until pregame at 12:30. And then first pitch is at 1:08. That's tomorrow. On Monday, first pitch.
Because they have it split up, so it's AL one day, NL the other day, after the first day.
Yes. Yeah, first day is all four.
Right.
Saturday. And then Sunday, there's just two games, and it's the AL games. Monday, there's two games, and they are the NL games.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, it is. I just want to make sure that everybody understood what he said. And by everybody, I mean me. Now I understand it better.
Monday is not on your schedule.
It is, Pat. It actually is. Nice first pitch yesterday, by the way.
I love Pat.
I know. 8:08 Central. Hope that doesn't come with heartbreak. Am I right?
Huh? Or kick drums.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. 8:08 is your first pitch on Monday for game two. Then there's a day off because what they do, Lawrence, is they go back to the American League.
Yes, like... Never mind.
For two games. You should have told people that earlier. And then Wednesday, all four series go on. Two of them are if necessary. But anyway, Cubs and Brewers has an official start time for Wednesday at Wrigley Field, 4:08 Central, 4 o'clock, which means that the Spiegel and Holmes show likely to be on from 2 o'clock until 3:30.
And I'm guessing from Gallagher Way.
The People's pregame show?
The People. That's what we call
it. No. That's not. Speaks, you're not a part of that. That's what we did yesterday.
Okay? Yeah, I understand. I heard that promoted, actually, in transition. I was listening while Jewish yesterday, and I heard you call it the People's.
It's not a crime.
As far as you know. And, you know, and I heard you call it the People's pregame show. I'm not on the People's pregame show? That's sad.
Well, you will be on Wednesday.
You will be on Wednesday.
Okay.
And there's people around. That's why.
Well, you got your own thing,
standing there watching.
Yeah.
I got it's my the people's thing. Pregame show.
You got your own special hit and run.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's true.
but is Lawrence co-hosting my own special hit and run?
No. I already did that.
You did that.
I already did. And I was ready to do it again yesterday.
Yeah.
You do a little chin music.
We got your theme music right here for your special hit and run.
Yeah. Had it stayed.
The wrong music. Where's the low brass?
ITC. Inside the clubhouse.
Thank you, Toddler T. Zach calls him Toddler T.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that either.
Oh, that's a little mean. A tad mean.
That's our guy, Baby T.
Yeah. So, but anyway.
But yeah, you'll be a part of the People's pregame show.
I'm excited.
You should be.
My friend Doug Meyer, who bid on the co-hosting of Hit and Run in the Radiothon and sat in with me, texted me the other night and said, I have now hosted Hit and Run as many times as Lawrence Holmes.
Right on.
1-1. It's even right now. But my money's on Lawrence.
I think I've hosted Hit and Run more than once.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, because I think
back in the day,
like maybe I would sit in with Rosner.
Sure.
Like I'm pretty sure that I've hosted Hit and Run multiple times.
Hey, you and I have both.
That's the bit.
Yes. You and I have both been the one-man bullpen by committee.
Yes.
We've been in that role
here.
I loved the other day when we did Hit and Run together. You're like, I haven't been in this time slot in 7 years.
It's true. They had me doing all sorts of stuff.
Everything.
We both have done Cubs pre and post.
Mm-hmm.
I've done White Sox pre and post, Blackhawks pre and post here.
I haven't done either of those.
I don't think I've done Bulls yet. So maybe that's only for like 15 minutes, though. I knocked that out, standing on my head.
I think I did Bulls one time. I don't remember. But anyway, so 4:08 is for game three. And then game four, if necessary, on Thursday night is at 8:08 Central time.
Yeah, I think we're in nighttime games after that for the rest of the time. I think the last day game is going to be Wednesday.
Well, actually, Saturday the 11th, if Cubs-Brewers
does
exist, that will be an afternoon game.
Of course, the other series are over and then it's at night.
Yes, if that's the only series. If the Dodgers and Phillies is over.
Oh, that thing. Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh.
Let me go on record right now. I would like Cubs-Phillies NLCS. That'd be fun.
Not Cubs-Dodgers?
Nah. Give me Cubs-Phillies. That would be fun as hell. Schwarber back at Wrigley is part of that. Also, those two fan bases, those two sports towns, yeah, screw the Dodgers. I'm good without them.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, they are the evil empire. They are. It's just the way of the world. So, yeah, the Cubs, Phillies would be fun. How about the American League? What would you like in the American League? I want the Mariners.
I kind of want the Mariners, too.
I don't know who else to want, though. You know, I don't want the Yankees. So I guess I want Mariners Blue Jays in my ALCS.
Yeah.
Stupid Red Sox. Why couldn't they close that
out? There's
a
part of me that wants Jason Benetti to win a ring, but that would mean, you know,
the Tigers
cheering for Detroit.
That's Javi Baez.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that.
It's Glaber. It's Javi. Yeah. Could have a little
Glaber Day.
Yeah.
Got all that.
But I'd like for Jason to get a ring, especially nice. Considering.
I like the idea. I hadn't thought about cheering for the broadcasters. If the Yankees win, I'll be happy for Dave Sims. I love that guy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And I guess my guy Steven Nelson already has a ring. So.
Yeah, right. He's fine.
But I still cheer for him.
Sure, but they don't need anything else.
Yeah. Well, I'll remember that when you'd be like, hey, let's get Steven Nelson on to talk Cubs and Dodgers in LCS. And he's like, I heard you. He's like, Speaks.
Sorry.
Loho told me. I'm not coming on.
We will bond about breakfast burritos.
You're damn right
again,
you will.
It's a fine, fine item.
When we come back.
This is Tanny. Tanny wants to kick us in the rocks.
You know what? I approve this, though. This rock kicking. Don't blame Tanny. Blame me. Because I am in on this. It is a part of Chicago sports history that even though it's going to open a wound, you need closure to find out why this happened. We will share it with you next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback. Flashback.
And here it comes down one more time to a kicker after all the battle that's been waged out here tonight.
As it so often does. 43-yard attempt from the right hash mark.
And, oh, he hits the upright again. That's impossible. And the Eagles run out into the field, but there's still 5 seconds. So they've got to get back. He does it again.
It will be Philadelphia.
Did this hit
ball.
The first upright and the crossbar?
Bottom line, it doesn't go through. Upright. Yeah, it looks like it bounced off the crossbar as well.
Oh, my goodness. The Bears season's going to end on a double doink.
Look, there's a reason why we inflicted that pain on you.
So you could inflict more pain. I mean that was mean-spirited, dude. It's like playing the Chris Conte play where
he just freezes?
Where he just freezes and Randall Cobb goes right by him.
What I like to always tell people is go look that up on YouTube as Tecmo Bowl. There's a Tecmo Bowl version of that play.
I've seen it, but
and it's hilarious.
I don't know. Even Tecmo Bowl doesn't make that one less painful.
I wonder how the other Chris Conte's doing. Was it the lawyer that kept getting tagged in social media posts that night?
He's like, what did I do? It was like the other Jay Cutler, the weightlifter. I think he gets out this weekend.
I wonder if the other Matt Walsh was experiencing anything during the time that our Matt Walsh was on.
That's tough when you're looking for clips of Matt Walsh.
Woo!
Yeah. No, but I'm serious. I think Jay turned himself in this week. I think he actually went to jail for his 4 days either yesterday or Wednesday.
Jay Cutler did?
Yeah, he got out yesterday.
Oh, he did get out. Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He was wearing that Bears jersey with the stripes on it, the old one, the throwback that they used to wear.
Wow.
Had the prison stripes on it.
Yep. Well, so look, there's some backstory here, and Big Cat got it. He got Doug Peterson on to talk about that Cody Parkey thing.
I can reveal it now. Is during the week, my special teams coordinator Dave Phipp came to me, and I'll always remember this. And Cody at the time was hitting 92.3% of his field goals. But anytime a coach burned a timeout, it literally cut in half.
Oh my God!
And he came to me with this interesting nugget of information, and I was like, "There's no, we're getting to the end of the." And Mitch Trubisky was looking brilliant. He's like throwing darts out there on a 2 minute drive, gets him down into field goal range. I'm going, "There's no way. I got one timeout left. This is going to come down to a kick. I'm going to test the theory." And I'm replaying unreal. This whole thing in my head, and obviously, you know, it's history now. But yeah, bang the timeout because I burned the timeout just before the snap.
Yeah.
So what do they do? They snap it, they hold it, and he drilled it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a timeout. I was like, oh boy.
Oh.
No boy.
Man.
And I went doink doink.
That is awful to hear that our kicker had been scouted. As
he had a tell.
He had an emotional or mental block that he would overthink and then be worse after a timeout, and that was scouted, and then he got played like a freaking fiddle, and our season ended. You guys suck. You really do. At least Tanny does.
Didn't you want to know?
Well, yeah, that I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you want to know how and why it happened?
I know.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Doug Peterson, head coach.
And if you got that,
of the Eagles.
And if you got that reference,
make sure your affairs are in order. Make sure your affairs are in order, folks.
Can there just not be a story for every Bears special teams blunder in the history of their franchise?
Oh,
there just
right.
has to be a story.
You're right. Like the Packers one where they
Bisaccia.
Knew.
Yep.
Yeah. Rich Bisaccia. Yeah, we should put all those together. That's great.
That's how you keep a special team secret right there, Bears.
Yes.
That's like eight-year-old secret right there.
No, you're right.
Instead of the Bears giving up the Raiders long snappers tell
2 seconds after the game.
They couldn't wait to tell you.
What the hell?
They want you to know that they knew, but at least
trade
they knew.
Secrets.
And shout out to Josh Blackwell.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting at the poker table and somebody has a tell and you know they're bluffing and you make a hero call and you're like, oh, just so you know, here's how that happens, everybody. Because this guy, this Jamoke right here, he blinked 4 times.
I mean, you do it to someone you don't like at the poker table, though. if you catch him, you do that. Hmm. Wasn't that a plot point of Casino Royale? It was a big plot point of that movie with Daniel Craig.
And the Flamingo Kid as well, starring a young Matt Dillon and a young Janet Jones.
Oh, very nice.
I was a big fan.
Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And Rounders. It sure. wasn't a plot point around
it. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. But you saw where we were going with that.
All right, well, thanks anyway.
So we're going to move on from that and talk with Weedsy.
Yeah, and we got Cubs stuff later on in the next hour where we'll talk about possible playoff rosters, pitching matchups, and everything as well.
And a little Cubs stuff from Weedsy because he is a fan of the Chicago Cubs and I believe went to a game. We'll talk to him about that and the Bears next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.